Joining us live over the phone today is Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, and our monthly update from what's happening with the city of Kemmer in South Lincoln County. Hey, Brian, how are you today?
Doing great, Duke. Thank you.
Hey, appreciate your time. And, well, I think it might be kind of trying to be spring anyway, so hopefully we're heading that direction, right? Hopefully.
Yeah, we're actually hoping to open the golf course this Friday, believe it or not. There is a little snow on the edges here and there, but there's a high school golf tournament that we're hoping to put on Friday. And we actually have a new golf and parks director hired, and so we're getting ready to do that and gearing up for spring in that regard.
Very good. You know, we have a pretty big listening audience outside of Kemmer as well, so maybe brag up on the golf course you have in Kemmer because it's got a couple unique features that you don't find anywhere else.
Yeah, we've actually got two Fossil Island greens, and they're a challenge. And I think it's a nine-hole course, and it's very unique in our country, I think, for the way it's designed. And they put a lot of time and money into the design of it. And we get a lot of people coming from places like Mountain View that are regulars. They say it's the best golf course around. It's a great value as well, and so. We try to also provide some good customer service for people to make them feel welcome here.
Perfect. So you mentioned hoping to have a home high school tournament Friday. Will it be open to the public that day as well, or would it happen after the tournament?
I'm going to have to check on that one. I haven't maybe have people give me a call or call the Fossil Islands golf course and find out. That's a good question. So,
but opening soon, regardless, right?
Opening soon.
Perfect. Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, on the air with us this morning. Brian, let's talk the energy sector. Any updates when it comes to Natrium and the nuclear plant? Everything still proceeding as scheduled?
Yeah, I actually was able to meet with Bechtel, the construction company that's actually building the nuclear plant. They're actually, interestingly, they're the same company that built Naughton 1, 2, and 3. They're actually, I believe, it's the largest construction company in the United States. And they've had a subcontractor out here doing some drilling, and the drilling is going well. There's drilling for the seismic types of things just to make sure everything's good. And they've had some drills out here. Some of them already left, and they finished their work. I think we have about 50 workers in the community right now doing that, and they anticipate, I think those will probably be here through the end of July and try to then get on to the next phase. So, yeah, what we're trying to do here is assess our housing capacity especially for temporary housing, and try to figure out if we've got enough places for, or plan to make sure that there's enough places for the temporary workers to come. They've told us there's going to be, at its peak, as many as 2,000 workers coming to Kemmer and Diamondville area here, and so we want to be ready for them. We're actually working together with Diamondville as well, trying to prepare for the housing. Diamondville was in the meeting with us, with Bechtel as well.
And Brian, remind us timeline when you talk about having those 2,000 workers. When is that peak expected to happen? That's not for a couple years yet, still, right?
Yeah, that's actually 2026. Next year, they've told me estimated about 150 workers. They're building a little test site, which will actually be a permanent structure, which will allow other people to come do testing. And so it's another economic driver here. They're building a test site next year. That'll be 150 workers. The year after that, they see next year is 2023, 2024, probably about 500 workers. And then from that on, they're going to be staying through the winter as well. So, and a lot of those folks that are coming will stay in 2 to 3 years. So, they're going to not just need hotels and motels, but also, some manufactured housing and some other kinds of rentals. And there's lots of opportunities for people that want to get into the rental industry for those folks when they're coming. So,
Excellent. Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, giving us an update here on the weekday wake-up. Of course, part of the long-term plan, coal and coal-fired power still very much part of that plan. I believe last time we talked, Brian, I believe it was you, maybe it was a commissioner that mentioned that there could be another potential buyer for the Naughton Power Plant. Is that still something in the works, still something being pursued?
Yes, there are people interested, and, you know, I don't know that it's moved a lot since you heard that. But I do know it's still a possibility. It really just depends on, you know, them, you know, the kind of investors that would need to put that kind of a funding together. So,
excellent. Any other updates in, as far as the energy sector goes, and what's happening in South Lincoln County?
I do know that the Exxon Mobil carbon capture project is still on the horizon as well. Last I heard, perhaps April is when that might happen, and that's going to bring a lot of temporary workers here too. We estimated about an average of 129 workers for about 29 months. And of course, you may have heard about the solar project, which is scheduled to start, I believe, this summer, maybe August, and that's supposed to bring in the area of 100 to 150 workers to this area, including Cokeville and parts of Idaho, I think, might be affected as well. But I think the energy market is really moving here. I do know that our housing, even our permanent housing, there's a lot of movement there. There's some people that are looking at building houses both in Kemmer and Diamondville in some subdivisions. So we're in a place where we like to be, and we're trying to do everything we can to prepare for it and provide the kind of customer service that they need when they come. So,
excellent. Amazing what a couple years will do, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes, it's amazing. Yes. I've been here over three now, and it's a whole different feeling here. It's a feeling of optimism.
Mm-hmm.
It's not cautious. It's not cautiously optimistic. It's optimistic. So we're excited.
Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator. Brian, anything else you'd like to update us on with the city of Kemmer today?
I think we do have, as well, we're planning our summer activities, getting ready. We've already met with Fossil Fest, the folks at Fossil Fest. That's going to be the 17th and 18th of June. We've met with Oyster Ridge. That's going to be the 22nd and 23rd. Of July, and we're also planning on our JCPenney Golden Rule Days with the county, along the community picnic on the 27th of August, and tentatively to be looking at the 17th for our airport fly-in. So we're going to have a busy time getting ready for all those activities, and of course we have a lot of, we want to encourage our tourism and for the fishing and all of that as well. We've got the fishing derby coming in June on the 4th as well, that Saturday. So lots of things happening here in Kemmer this summer, but we'd love to have anybody come down and visit.
That's perfect. Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, with our monthly update here on the SBI Radio Network. Brian, thanks so much for your time.